missiles from its east coast. A week ago, Pyongyang did the same thing. VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul on what was different this time.
These only traveled 250 kilometers. The ones last week traveled around 600 kilometers. At least that's according to South Korea's latest estimate. But again, really the factor here is they flew very low. And in fact, they flew so low that they possibly would be so low to as avoid South Korean and U.S. missile defense radar systems. Another aspect of these missiles is that they are able to be maneuvered in flight, apparently, if this is the same type of missile that they're testing. This makes them more like a cruise missile, in fact, in that they can be maneuvered, but they travel much faster than a cruise missile. It makes them very hard to intercept.
North Korea termed last week's launches in part a response to plans for joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. No comment on the latest launches. Here again is Bill Gallo.
They haven't said anything yet, but it's typical that we hear from North Korea on these the day after. That's when North Korean state media usually report on these launches. And it's true that last time they linked this to U.S.-South Korean military drills, but previous launches, they've said, or just self-defensive. These were normal drills and not intended to target anyone. It really depends on what's happening at any given moment. But yes, it seems reasonable that they would actually blame the U.S. and South Korean military exercises, the upcoming ones, for this particular launch.
Security officials in western Afghanistan say at least 34 people were killed and around 17 others wounded after their passenger bus was damaged by a roadside bomb between the provincial capitals of Herat and Kandahar. The bus was carrying mostly women and children. No group has claimed responsibility. Meanwhile, the Taliban says it is hopeful an agreement will be reached with the United States to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan when the two adversaries meet in the coming days in Qatar. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators have ended their latest round of talks in Shanghai without any breakthrough on reaching a